What was the appeal of the two guys that you took today on the defensive line?
Well, start with J-Dub, with Ward. We think he has great upside. I think he's a big, athletic defensive lineman that can play multiple positions, can play a five technique, defensive end at five technique, move inside, play a three technique. I think, you know, he's got – the reason I speak to the upside, he's relatively young at the position and was more of an athlete type guy that was, you know, fairly young at that position, at the defensive line position. So he's got a chance to really grow as he learns technique. But on film, you know, he's a guy that stays on his feet, chases the ball, plays hard, you know, does a great job finishing, getting off blocks and making plays in the run game in particular right now. We'll need to develop as a pass rusher, but he's more of an interior kind of defensive lineman. We'll play some defensive tackle and possibly some closed in, but good, big, active guy. Shalik is more of a kind of an in-between, a defensive end or a Sam linebacker. He's an end-of-the-line kind of guy. He'll have versatility in that he could play you know, the Sam linebacker for us, or the Leo position, which is a defensive end. So, you know, he's a very productive young man, really understands how to rush the quarterback. And, you know, he's been an All-American. I mean, he's been a very productive guy at a good college program. And so we feel good about fortifying the front. That's what we're able to do today and add strength and depth and competition to the front.
Jack, three picks, three defensive players. How much did you guys emphasize that coming in, or is those simply the best guys available to you when those picks came up?
Yeah, it wasn't like we orchestrated it to come out with that being the case. So, and we've got a lot of areas where we feel like we can strengthen, add competition to the roster, and add depth, and it just has worked out that way.
Two defensive linemen or one sort of a hybrid, as you mentioned. Did concern about Mario's situation feed into those decisions at all?
No.
Is it simply, you know, you guys have talked about before, you can never have enough linemen, never have enough pass rushers. Is that a lot of what went into to taking two guys like that?
Yeah, you've looked at our depth chart, right? I mean, we still have a lot of work to do on our football team. So there's a lot of opportunity to better ourselves. And, you know, we're going to continue to work at it anywhere we can. So I think, you know, for us, you know, the hype surrounding where we are and where we see ourselves as a football team, maybe in two different places, but, you know, we see a lot of work in front of us and an opportunity to make it much more competitive at many spots on the roster. And that's really in all three phases.
Okay. You talked about before about how everything plays a factor, about J-Dub, as you call him, his whole backstory is pretty remarkable. Yeah. About where he wound up, where he is now. What does that say about him, you think, and about the guy you're bringing in?
Yeah, I think when you get a chance to talk with him, you'll find that he's probably closest to Amari. He's going to, you know, choose his words carefully. You know, he's not going to very serious young man. He's you know, come through quite a bit to make it where he is now, having an opportunity to join the Oakland Raiders. And, yeah, it's a special story. I mean, clearly those kind of stories are a lot better than some of the others that you hear. And, it's all part of, you know, we're not just looking for good stories, we're looking for good football players. When you have a good player who has talent, who has upside, who has athleticism and has shown the desire and the traits that you're looking for, You know he's going to come in and be a good teammate and work his butt off. So that's a positive for sure. Good story's not bad.
Jack, you talked about the transition he made position-wise and how he's still relatively new there.
Yep.
That being the case, is it a situation where you're going to have to maybe pick and choose where you use him, where you play him the first year, or is he a guy that you think could come in right away and make a big impact?
No, he should. Yeah, he'll have a chance to. He'll have to earn that through his efforts on the field. But we're going to give him an opportunity to come in, join this football team, be himself, you know, find his place on the team. And, you know, as we do with all of our guys, we ask them to be great teammates first, come in here, work with respect, come to work every day, ready to give everything you have, and compete and earn your way, you know. So we'll let him do that, as we will all of the young men that we're drafting this weekend. You know, we select these guys, their prospects, you know, with the opportunity. And we'll sign some after the draft, have some undrafteds that come in, really given the same opportunity in terms of, you know, we'll do it on the field. We'll figure it out on the field. Yeah, you know, but he's no. There's a lot of upside growth potential there, you know, because of some of the technique stuff that he'll learn. And he's not a raw player. I mean, he's, you know, he played against Big Ten linemen. And he's moved along the line. He's played, you know, all the way out as a 9 technique, all the way down into a 3 technique. So he's done a lot. He's been exposed to a lot of football. And defensive line is not as complex as playing quarterback. You know, it's. You know, we think we can help him, you know, grow as a player, and we like what we're starting with.
Ward mentioned he didn't have a great productive season last year. Did he stand out at all? The Senior Bowl, is that where you kind of caught your guy's eye, or what do you remember from?
Just throughout the season, he's not a big stats guy, if that's what you're talking about. Well, we thought he played, you know, very well in some of the games that he played throughout the season, so. You know, the whole body of work is what we look at. It's not any one, you know, exposure. And it's going to be a good football player.
How is Jihad medically or physically? Could he get on the field right away for you guys? I know he had a knee procedure last year.
All of our guys, we expect to play this year, yeah. All of our guys have checked out fairly well. With the doctors, so we feel good about having them all, you know, ready for action in 2016.